Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
In 1 Chronicles 28:20 in the Living Bible, it says, "Then he continued, be strong and courageous and get to work. Don't be frightened by the size of the task. For the Lord my God is with you. He will not forsake you. He will see to it that everything is finished correctly." You know, one of the advantages talking about in here is not being frightened by the size of the task. This year, as it ends, I know we're all meditating on next year. The Lord is stirring some things in Harold and me, and we're going to be getting back to you on that. But we know this. If you're part of the debt-free army, and we know you are, and definitely, I know that God is stirring stuff in you, too. And he's going to be asking you to do maybe some pretty big things. But as we stand together, we are not going to be frightened by the size of the task for 2019.
And don't wait till New Year's Day or, you know, to start planning.
That's right.
Start planning now.
And here are 7 practical things that we can do when we feel frightened by the size of the task. First, ask yourself, what makes the task appear to be frightening? First, realizing that a fear of pending tasks, you know, sometimes we have a tendency, honey, to look at the whole year. You think, wow, there's 2019.
You're exactly right.
But we take it a day at a time. So we have to realize that not to be fearful of the pending tasks, that it's not either productive, healthy, or really a scriptural response. Fear will cause procrastination, which inhibits performance and reduces our effectiveness in the workplace or anywhere, any other place.
Right.
In Isaiah 41 verse 10 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you." That is so comforting.
Hallelujah.
"For I am with you. Do not look around in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice." Wow.
We encourage you to write down your responses with an explanation as to why you think the task is frightening or scary. If you're not sure of the reason why, lay your hands on the list and ask God,
amen,
to reveal the reasons to you during your prayer and meditation time.
That's right. And second, organize and prioritize your task. Breaking that task down into smaller, more easily accomplished mini tasks will allow you to establish an order and remove the seemingly overwhelming nature of the task. And third, create timelines for success. Prioritizing the various components of a task with specific timelines will help you create a momentum for success, which reduces, if not eliminates, any fear that goes along with the task. But more about timelines in a few minutes. Fourth, plan rewards. You know, as you reach various milestones on your timeline, just plan some simple rewards designed to, you know, recognize the many tasks that you've been able to be completed on the way to your ultimate success.
That's right.
It's going to be allowing yourself to have maybe a mocha frappuccino, if that's your thing. Or maybe, you know, a little dessert. Who
in
knows?
In my case, it would be pecan nutty chocolate pie.
There you go. That I make for Christmases.
Yep.
And fifth, recognize that everything you do should be done as unto the Lord. This recognition alone should give us a feeling of great success.
And remove all fear.
That's right. Number 2, create a timeline for completion of the task. You know, assigning specific timelines to accomplish many tasks allows you to break it down, like we talked about, in manageable tasks with sub-timelines. You know, for instance, if one of your tasks is to contact a creditor about lowering interest rates on your credit card, have your information assembled, a copy of your statement, maybe the toll-free number, and set the date you're going to call. make and record the conversations. You really need to do this so that you know what is, who you spoke to and what they agreed to do.
That's why it's very important to have a record
yes.
of the conversations that you have. And it can be a written record.
That's right. If one of your tasks for the new year is creating a plan to lose weight, then write down how you're going to do it and when you're going to start. How many days a week you're going to exercise, you know, 1, 2, 3, whatever. And set a timeline for every task that you want to achieve. Without specific timelines, you know, we allow our tasks to be riddled with procrastination. And here are 7 little tips, right, babe?
Yeah.
On how to avoid procrastination for your mini tasks and your timelines. First, just get started.
Second, create an assessment of the time needed to complete each mini task.
That's right. Third, don't let your time assessment delay the start of your task.
Fourth, maximize every moment.
Fifth, tackle the most difficult mini task first.
Sixth, make sure your timelines are reasonable and flexible.
Yeah, and you know, if something happens, then just pick up and keep going. And seventh, create a realistic and functioning to-do list. Colossians 4, verse 5. Colossians 4, 5 in the Classic Amplified says, behave yourself wisely, live prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, the non-Christians, making the very most of the time and seizing up, buying up the opportunities.
That's a great scripture.
It is. And number 3, create momentum by tackling your most difficult task during the first hour of the day. That's when you're freshest. James 1, verses 22 and 23. James 1, starting with verse 22, ending with 23 in the Classic Amplified. But be doers of the word. Obey the message and not merely listeners to it. Betraying yourself into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in the mirror and then the next moment walks away and forgets what he looks like.
You know, honey, the first hour of every day is so important. Whether you work in an office, a factory, a home, or anywhere else.
That's right.
Our focus, we should focus on accomplishing our task during the first 60 minutes because that'll set the course for the rest of the day for what we will or won't accomplish.
And you know, if you knock something down right away, that gives you a feeling of momentum that your day is going to be great.
Absolutely.
So don't begin your day around the water cooler or the coffee pot talking about what happened on the sports team last night or your favorite TV show. Spend that part of the day sifting through your email box, because that'll certainly take up a lot of, you know, work that's unrelated and unnecessary for the task you're working on. Just remember that that first hour is definitely a very important time. If you don't get around to it then, you're liable to not get around it. So once you've accomplished that most difficult task of the day, you'll be amazed at how much easier the rest of the tasks. See, the enemy doesn't like those tasks being taken care of. Anyway, it'll jumpstart your day. And hey, jumpstart it with rich thoughts for breakfast every day, right? Amen. But you'll be amazed at how much you'll be able to get refocused, that energy to finish that day with a great sense of accomplishment and a momentum. Number 4, marking things off your list as they're completed. You know, I like that. I like electronic stuff. I really, really do. But it's amazing how good it feels to be able to mark it off instead of just taking that back arrow and erasing it. Marking things off your list as they're accomplished will give you an amazing sense of satisfaction and a fabulous feeling of accomplishment. A checklist of things you've completed becomes a visual recognition of what you have done on your list of tasks. Marking things off your checklist further ignites your passion and can motivate you to complete other tasks that are before you. You'll be surprised.
Absolutely.
How much you've accomplished. In Ecclesiastes 7, verse 18 in the Living Bible, it says, tackle every task that comes along And if you fear God, you can expect his blessing, meaning putting him and referencing him first. You know, as we prove ourselves faithful and productive, amazing things begin to happen, none the less of which is the blessings of the Lord for the task that is well done. Fifth, control your environment where you're thinking as working and working as much as you can.
That's very important.
It is. It is really essential. I like a clean workspace because it makes me able to think more clearly. You know, in order to handle your tasks while thinking creatively, it is imperative that we create that type of environment, one free from distractions, a place where no one else is talking or doing things or drawing your attention or breaking your focus. And here are seven, you know, keys to finding the right environment.
First,
go ahead, babe.
First, find a quiet place.
Second, find a
quiet time.
Quiet time to do it.
You got
to
have the place and you got to have the time.
That's right.
Third, turn off all electronic equipment.
That's hard, but you can do it. Fourth, have something to write with and something to write on.
Fifth, let me just say personally, I think both of us like soothing, anointed instrumental music.
Amen. And sixth, close your eyes and breathe deeply to begin with.
On January 2nd, we're going to begin teaching about the book.
Yeah, let's remind you.
And that whole thing about breathing deeply, we're going to talk about.
That is really good.
Seventh, begin praising God for who he is and what he's done.
Amen. Sixth, spend 10 minutes every hour getting up and walking around, refreshing your body and mind. Just get up, walk around. You know, depending on the detail of your task or the intensity thereof, taking a break allows you to reignite your thought processes. A sedentary position, you know, just sitting for a long period of time, causes us to become drowsy or sleepy. It just kind of helps us. It slows not only our physical but our mental, you know, process down. You can walk to the water fountain, go to the coffee pot, you know, get your circulation going and stimulate yourself for greater brain function and body movement. Recent studies have shown that taking regular breaks from mental tasks will increase a person's performance, productivity, and creativity, while failing to do so increases the probability of stress, there you go, exhaustion and failure. You know, and there's a growing body of evidence that shows that taking breaks from mental tasks improves productivity and creativity, and that skipping them causes stress and exhaustion. You know, just getting up and walking around helps to relieve stress because your body relieves that stress by having that physical exercise. And number seven, praise God for every accomplishment.
Hallelujah.
Think of that. Praise God for every accomplishment.
You know, honey, Bishop T.D. Jakes said, in every accomplishment, great or small, give thanks. Remember, it's God who instilled within each of us the ability to finish each task. When we're diligent, he causes his grace toward us to abound more and more.
Amen. Couple ending scriptures here, Isaiah 25:1 in the Classic Amplified. Isaiah 25:1 says, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, even purposes planned of old and fulfilled in faithfulness and truth. He wants to take us where we need to go. And Philippians 1:6 in the Living Bible says, and I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Some rich thoughts in today's teaching.
That's right.
You may want to listen to it again.
Jump-starting your way into...
And if you didn't take notes, you need to take notes when you listen again. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldaring.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.